Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris is a writer, a speaker. He is a rock star bassist. He worked for corporate America for a number of years and then changed, went off and did some other things. He's a jingle producer and on and on. He's got so many credentials. I don't even know which way to head, but all I know is he's one of the smartest guys I've known, and we are so fortunate to have him as part of our brain trust. Chris Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're very kind. I think most of what you said is true. Anyway,
well, it was just like your mother. It's just the way your mother sent it over, so I know what's
Well, exactly. No, I'm delighted to be back and honored to be talking to you.
It's good to have you here. So I want you to give us a report on an event that you just attended. Because I want my audience to hear about what goes on at these events.
Okay, so I was recently in Toronto. I gave a closing keynote at the AI World Forum.
AI, tell them what AI is.
Right, so AI, artificial intelligence, sorry.
All right, it's okay.
And I know that's a big buzzword. People are talking about it all over and how it might be applied and, you know, what the business impact might be, but also what the cultural machinations are, right? So
most people think of AI as something that's kind of frightening or something that they don't know anything about or something that somebody might use against them, and they never realize that they're using AI every day, whether they know it or not.
Absolutely, I mean, if you're using like Siri or Google Assistant or Google Home, I mean, that's AI, right? If you're, you know, on your phone, if you press that button and you know, Siri, tell me where the nearest Starbucks is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's AI. So certainly, you know, people like Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking, you know, sort of the Global Brain Trust, some of them think that it is scary, it's going to be the apocalypse or whatever. But again, my contention is, you know, we created it, we being humans, so we can manage it.
We can manage it, Chris, if we will.
Yeah, if we will. And there are a lot of people focused on making sure that it doesn't run amok. But in terms of your listeners, I wanted to talk a little bit of...
I want you to tell us what... In this segment, I want you to finish telling us about what you saw at this convention.
Yeah. Yeah, so at this event, it was a couple days, and there were speakers. The interesting thing is, as you were saying, Jim, I mean, it's everywhere, and it's across every sort of discipline and vertical, right? So everything from sort of HR to manufacturing, I mean, no matter what you do, there are ways to apply artificial intelligence and deep learning and machine learning.
What was the thing you saw there? Now, you're a high adopter. What was the thing that you saw there that made you go, wow?
Well, I mean, there were lots of different applications. The things that get me excited personally, as you probably know, are things that impact sort of global culture at a macro level, right?
So, like what? What would be an example?
Well, so the ability to, AI is in autonomous vehicles, for example. That's a very specific example we can cite, right? And GM just announced they're going to be launching a fleet of driverless vehicles that have no steering wheel and no pedals, right? And they're talking about like next year.
Right.
So to me, that has tremendous implications for totally rethinking mobility for elderly people, for disabled people, for every opportunity,
there's a disruption.
Yeah,
that's the thing about this kind of power, this kind of digital power. For every plus on the balance sheet, there's a minus.
Yeah, there's always a transition.
Depending on where you are on that balance sheet, right? Depending on which side you're on.
Yeah. No, I mean, a model that I often cite when I speak at these kinds of events is, you know, if you were a farrier or a blacksmith in Detroit in 1910 when Henry Ford started rolling out those any color you want as long as it's black Model Ts, you were nervous. And to be honest, you were probably out of work, or most of you were out of work within like 5 years. But as the carriage trade went away, the smart, quote-unquote, resourceful people in that industry became car mechanics.
Yeah.
or they opened gas stations.
And those, or they went to work in a factory. Blacksmith became a hammer mill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Handled a hammer mill.
Running.
But that's what's scary about all this parts. About this disruption now, though, Chris. What's frightening a lot of people now is the people who are being disrupted by all of this is not an automatic transition. I mean, a blacksmith went to the factory really easy.
Yeah.
But a person who doesn't know AI and can't you know, is being disrupted by AI might not be able to go to an AI company and work for them. That's the challenge. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
Chris Bishop and I will be right back. We're going to apply this to your business after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.